Arena Stage in Washington is putting on a series of political and historical plays. And the one that's running right now is the first in the series, written by a Native American. She is Mary Catherine Nagel, a Cherokee playwright and attorney. The play is called Sovereignty, and it features a young lawyer who may sound a lot like Nagel herself, but is not.
The character is definitely not autobiographical, but I will say very much inspired by the work I do as a full-time attorney. And certainly a lot of the issues that she fights for in the play are issues that my law firm deals with every day on a regular basis.
As the name of the play implies, those issues are all about sovereignty, specifically how the United States historically has sought to limit the Cherokee Nation's sovereignty over its own territory, and how the courts have dealt with that, both in the past and in more recent times. Part of the play, for example, focuses on a very current issue, tribal jurisdiction over crimes of violence against women. More on that in a moment. First to the other part of the play, where Nagel takes her audience back to the late 1820s and early 1830s.
The state of Georgia started passing a series of laws outlawing Cherokee Nation's sovereign government, making it illegal for Cherokee Nation's government to meet and pass resolutions and create laws. Outlawed any American citizen from entering Cherokee lands. And so if an American citizen entered Cherokee lands, the state of Georgia would come onto Cherokee lands and arrest that American citizen. And that is the story of a reverend by the name of Samuel Wooster, who is a character in the play. And because the play follows the past and the present, and then they collide at the end of the play. So here is Georgia trying to exercise criminal jurisdiction over an American citizen on Cherokee lands. And Cherokee Nation and Samuel Wooster took it all the way to the Supreme Court. And Georgia's argument was, well, tribal nations can't exercise criminal jurisdiction over American citizens on tribal lands. And Cherokee Nation's argument was, we're the only sovereign who can exercise criminal jurisdiction over anyone on Cherokee lands. And Cherokee Nation won. And Justice Marshall wrote this incredible opinion in Wooster, where he actually went through all the different treaties that the United States had signed with Cherokee Nation and said, the United States calls Cherokee Nation a nation in these treaties. And these treaties are the supreme law of the land. And they protect and uphold and preserve Cherokee Nation's jurisdiction over Cherokee lands. And so that's it, you know, end of legal analysis right then and there. And the tragedy of that victory in 1832 is that President Andrew Jackson at the time refused to enforce it. So imagine if President Eisenhower said, that's really nice that the Supreme Court issued its decision in Brown v. Board of Education, but I don't have to enforce that. You know, tell the Chief Justice that he wrote his opinion, he can enforce it. And that is literally what Andrew Jackson said to John Marshall after the decision in Wooster.
Wow. Also tied into your narrative of sovereignty is kind of a thread built around the Violence Against Women Act. I mean, it's a legal and theatrical work. How does it relate to the Violence Against Women Act and its effect on tribal sovereignty?
Well, the play, you know, starts with Cherokee Nation implementing the Violence Against Women Act. And, you know, in 2013, the Violence Against Women Act restored tribal criminal jurisdiction over non-Indians who commit crimes of domestic violence, dating violence, and violation of protection orders. So to be clear, if the crime committed on tribal lands by a non-Indian and it's not one of those three crimes, then tribal nations do not have jurisdiction to prosecute. So, for instance, in the Dollar General case, the Mississippi Band of Choctaw Indians could not criminally prosecute the non-Indian perpetrator who sexually assaulted the Indian child in the Dollar General store, one of the Dollar General employees, because that wasn't dating violence, domestic violence, or the violation of protection order. It was, you know, sexual assault in a workplace, and so not domestic. And that's a huge gaping hole that we have. But at the same time, we have a lot of attorneys in Indian country working really hard to make sure that all of our laws on the book stand up to the, you know, strictest scrutiny, because we know at some point a non-Indian who is prosecuted in a tribal court is going to take this case to the United States Supreme Court and argue, as the attorney that represented Dollar General in the Supreme Court argued in December 2015, that any tribal jurisdiction over a non-Indian is unconstitutional. So that's the argument we're preparing for. And that's the, you know, the argument that Sarah Rich Polson, the main character, is up against in sovereignty.
So your play is set in the 1830s and today. What do you want us, your audience, to connect from the 1830s to today?
Gosh, that we are still here and that we have an inherent right. Our tribal nations have an inherent right to protect our citizens, just like the United States has an inherent right to protect its citizens when they are the victims of crimes on their own lands. And I hope that that non-Native Americans will also see us as human. I think, you know, it's no coincidence that this is the first Native play to be produced at Arena Stage, and most theaters in the United States have never produced a single play by a Native playwright. And so most Americans, their only encounter with Native Americans is the back of a football jersey, and that's not even a real Native American, right? So we have a lot of work to do to rehumanize ourselves, and there are so many talented writers out there working right now, and hopefully other theaters will decide to produce Native plays as well.
Mary Catherine Nagel is an attorney who has written several plays, including Sovereignty, which is showing at the Arena Stage in Washington through this weekend. Mary Catherine, thanks very much for being with us. Great to meet you.
Great to meet you. Thank you so much.